This is Weekend Edition from NPR News. I'm John Idstey. In Libya, rebel fighters have broken through to Zawiya, a key city along the country's western Mediterranean coast. At only 30 miles from Tripoli, Zawiya is the closest the rebels have gotten to the capital city since the uprising began almost 6 months ago. NPR's Lourdes Garcia Navarro joins us from Benghazi in the rebel-held eastern part of Libya. Lourdes, give us the latest on the fighting in Zawiya and the Libyan government's response to that fighting.
Well, rebel forces are in the city center of Zawiya. We've seen images of them hoisting the rebel flags off of minarets in celebration, but they are not in control of the whole city and far from it. We're really not clear how much territory they actually own now. There are still clashes going on there. Gaddafi's forces are still there. But that said, this is a major advance, John, by the rebels from the western mountains, who have now made their way down to the coast. Many of the rebels who are spearheading this assault are from Zawiya originally. They fled to the mountains after the uprising in that city was brutally crushed by Gaddafi's forces earlier in the year. So they have a vested interest in getting control of Zawiya. Most of the residents there, I've been to Zawiya before, are sympathetic to the rebel cause, making it easier for the rebels to hold the city. But that will be key. Can the rebels keep Zawiya? Gaddafi's forces are now fighting on multiple fronts in the east and the west. So Gaddafi's forces are under a lot of pressure now. This is a really major shift in the dynamics. The rebels are on the offensive. They're gaining ground. But this city is key, and there is bound to be more fighting by Gaddafi's troops. Gaddafi will not want to let go of it. In Tripoli, the regime is denying that the rebels have even entered Zawiya, but we know eyewitness accounts say otherwise.
And why is Zawiya so important?
Its location. It's on the doorstep of Tripoli. It also straddles the road to the border with Tunisia. It's also the site of the last refinery under Gaddafi's control. There is an enormous fuel crisis in western Libya. Losing the refinery is going to make keeping Gaddafi's troops mobile very difficult. And now getting supplies, food, basically everything that comes in from Tunisia is going to be next to impossible while the rebels have control of that road. And we know that right now there is no traffic going in or out of that road because of the fighting in Zawiya.
There are some reports of fighting in other parts of the country, too. What's the situation?
All the fronts are active right now, and this was part of the coordinated rebel plan to encircle the capital, Tripoli, the seat of Gaddafi's control, and essentially cut it off. The other key battleground that is also in the western mountains is the city of Gerian. That lies on the road to the south of Tripoli, where Tripoli gets its supplies from. So rebels are also in there battling for control. So what we're seeing is all the major crossroads are now contested. There's fighting in Misrata. There's fighting in Brega. So Gaddafi's forces are spread out across the country, and they're having to battle on many, many fronts.
And what does that mean for the capital, Tripoli?
Well, if the rebels can hold their positions, it means Gaddafi is surrounded. To the east, you have Misrata under rebel control. To the south, you have Gerian, which is being fought over. To the west, you have Zawiya, which the rebels are inside of. So Gaddafi is on the defensive. But the big caveat to all this, we know the rebels aren't particularly well supplied. They aren't well trained. They've lost ground before. We have to see if they can hold their positions. The main part of this battle plan for taking Tripoli counts on Tripoli rising up to help them. Will the residents of Tripoli do that? There's no sign of that yet. Will that be enough? We don't know yet.
NPR's Lourdes Garcia Navarro reporting from Libya. Thank you very much, Lourdes.
You're welcome.